This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices in the health sector with the world, especially with the Global South. Mr. Modi highlighted that Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges, stressing that India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable health models. The Prime Minister made these remarks yesterday while virtually addressing the 78th session of World Health Assembly being held at Geneva in Switzerland.
Due to our initiatives, there has been a heartening development. The out-of-pocket expenditure as percentage of total health expenditure has fallen significantly. At the same time, government health expenditure has gone up considerably. The health of the world depends on how well we care for the most vulnerable. The Global South is particularly impacted by health challenges. India's approach offers replicable, scalable and sustainable models.
The Prime Minister emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion, an integrated vision and collaboration. Prime Minister Modi held a telephone conversation with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz last evening and congratulated him on assuming office. Both the leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the strategic partnership between India and Germany. They also exchanged views on regional and global developments, expressing commitment to stay united in the fight against terrorism. A statement issued by the Ministry of External Affairs stated that the two leaders noted the excellent progress in the India-Germany strategic partnership over the past 25 years and agreed to work closely to further strengthen bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi extended an invitation to Chancellor Merz to visit India. The first all-party delegation out of the seven set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart today for four countries. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri yesterday briefed the members of the three delegations at the Parliament House in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof in The Hague yesterday. During the meeting, both leaders expressed satisfaction at the growing strategic convergences in the India-Netherlands relationship. They agreed to strengthen bilateral ties through regular high-level visits and exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the country's appreciation for the statement of solidarity from the Netherlands in the fight against terrorism. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that under White Revolution 2.0, sustainable development and a circular economy should be ensured in the cooperative dairy sector. He made this remark while chairing a meeting in New Delhi yesterday on sustainability and circularity in the cooperative dairy sector. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah said that if farmers' income is to be increased, there is a need to create a network of integrated cooperatives where most of the work is done through mutual cooperation and collaboration among cooperatives. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that a right balance is needed between market regulation and freedom, especially as India increasingly relies on domestic growth levers amid rising geopolitical and environmental challenges. The minister was addressing the 16th annual day of the Competition Commission of India in New Delhi yesterday. The Delhi Cabinet has approved a subsidy of 30,000 rupees for the installation of 3-kilowatt rooftop solar panels. This decision was taken at a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday. Mrs. Gupta stated that this subsidy will supplement the central government's 78,000 rupees subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana. Mrs. Gupta also informed that the government has launched a dust control plan to combat air pollution. The Apex Court has restored the condition that a minimum practice of 3 years as an advocate is necessary for a candidate to apply for entry-level posts in judicial service. The period of practice could be reckoned from the date of provisional enrollment. However, the top court said this condition will apply only to future recruitments. Mizoram has been declared a fully literate state. Chief Minister Lal Dohoma made the announcement in the presence of Union Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary at Mizoram University in Aizawl yesterday. The achievement follows the implementation of the new India Literacy Program. And that is the end of this news bulletin.